Penn Medicine recently launched the King Center for Lynch Syndrome, which will serve patients with an inherited genetic condition that carries a much higher risk of developing colon, uterine, and other cancers. People with Lynch syndrome say they hope the center increases awareness about the importance of testing. More from WHYY's Nicole Leonard.
Dennis Massimo agreed to let the Penn Medicine Biobank take and store his blood for future scientific study back in 2016. Almost 10 years later, researchers called to tell him that he had Lynch syndrome.
I'm a construction worker. I have no idea what the word Lynch syndrome even means.
Researchers explained that this inherited genetic condition could make him as much as 50% likely to develop colon cancer in his lifetime. He was still skeptical, but booked a screening colonoscopy a couple weeks later.
I woke up in a room by myself, and I just knew immediately, like, almost something is just not right here. And the doctor walked in who gave me the colonoscopy and basically just gave me the news that she found a mass tumor growing in my colon.
If it weren't for the Lynch syndrome diagnosis, Massimo says his stage 3 cancer probably wouldn't have been caught until much later. He's had part of his colon removed, chemotherapy, and is finishing immunotherapy, and now advocates for genetic cancer screening and places like the King Center.
I wish more people would get that phone call and somehow get as lucky as I did to follow up with the steps, you know?
The new center at Penn Medicine will also expand awareness efforts and focus on research initiatives to improve outcomes for people with the condition. Nicole Leonard, WHYY News.